The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we welcome back a friend of ours and a fine guest. He is Mike McCabe, Executive Director of the Our Wisconsin Revolution. Michael, welcome back, man. I guess we can still say Happy New Year.
Good to be with you.
Thanks, Mike. Good to see you, man.
So, ranked choice voting. I've heard the term. I'm open. I'm pliable. You can convince me. Michael, why do you think this might be a good idea for elections in the state of Wisconsin?
Well, it would be good for voters to give them the opportunity to actually express their true preferences in elections. So often voters feel like they're in a position where they have to hold their nose and choose between what they consider the lesser of evils. And this gives them an opportunity to rank candidates on the basis of preference. So it's something that frees voters to express their true wishes. The other thing is that it does away with party primaries. It puts all the candidates in together. You know, so you take a guy like Ron Johnson. He would be in an election with Democratic candidates, maybe some independent candidates, and would face voters from across the entire spectrum. So when you're out there spewing these conspiracy theories and just playing to your Republican base, if you had a whole bunch of voters out there, independents and Democrats, who are going to rank you last, there's a chance you might not make the cut. And so he would have to start talking more sensibly and acting more sensibly. Because he would have to appeal to the entire electorate, not just a narrow slice of his own party's base.
Mike, I can speak for Ron Johnson. He's not going to act sensibly.
but then he might not be around anymore.
But Michael, how does this proposal work in effect? I mean, it would take the support of incumbent legislators that like the current system just fine because it is to their advantage.
Yeah, you know, and the interesting thing is that this proposal that's been made has bipartisan support. It's some Democrats and Republicans who've joined up. I've been advocating for this since 2004 when I was running the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and we could never get Republicans to come on board this. And even a lot of really staunchly partisan Democrats, the Democratic leaders were unwilling. But I think what's happened now is that with Trump and what's happened on the Republican side, they're starting to see that these party primary elections are going to rip the Republican Party to shreds. And they're starting to realize that if all you have to do is appeal to this fringe of the Republican Party base and win a primary, especially if it's a gerrymandered House seat and the Republican's going to win no matter what, then you're going to have these Trumpers who are going to be in charge of your party. And I think it's actually scared the daylights out of some more sensible Republicans this is the first time I've seen Republicans being willing to sponsor this kind of legislation along with Democrats. And so it's an interesting development. Whether the leadership is going to try to block this still, that all remains to be seen. But it's an interesting development that you now have Republican legislators and Democratic legislators saying, maybe we need to do some things a little bit differently here, because the system is really not working well for voters or for us elected officials.
Now, Mike, I don't know if I like the concept of mixing the primaries, if you will. Let's use the example of the Wisconsin gubernatorial race in 2018. You were a candidate at that time. As you know, I endorsed you late in the race. And there were like 22 of you guys running. And eventually, there was a primary, a narrowing, a winnowing of the field, and Tony Evers came through. But, Michael, what would that have looked like with 8 or 9 or 10 or 12 Democratic candidates in one Scott Walker? Presumably, the Democrats would be diluted, D-I-L-U-T-E-D. What's your thought in that regard, Mike?
Well, you know that I'm not a party favorite. I've been a lifelong independent. I ran as a Democrat. I ran in the Democratic primary, but I've been a lifelong independent. And so the partisans who control the party primary, they don't want somebody like me to be in that field at all. But if there had been independent voters who'd been able to weigh in, and if people who aren't just strong Democratic partisans were involved in that process, I would have liked to have taken my chances with this. I don't think it would have hurt a candidate like me. I think the bottom line is that the candidate it could really hurt is somebody like Ron Johnson, who you know darn well that every Democratic voter out there, probably quite a few independents, would rank him last. And ranked choice voting really punishes candidates who get a whole bunch of last place votes. They might get some first place votes from their strong supporters, but when they're getting last place votes from a bunch of voters, it creates a real big hurdle for them to jump over. And what that does is it starts making them behave more responsibly. It makes them start to have to talk to the entire electorate and try to sound sensible to Democratic voters, independent voters, and Republican voters alike. And so the behavior you're seeing from somebody like Ron Johnson would be really punished under a system of ranked choice voting.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Mike McCabe, Executive Director, Our Wisconsin Revolution, joining us via the Zoom. I guess to get to Crudy's point, though, in the last gubernatorial election, under the circumstance we're talking about right now, ranked choice voting, Walker would get his Republicans and the rest of the Dems would split, presumably, with the rest of the field. If Walker wins 50% plus one under this current proposal, he would win. But that's assuming there's already a majority. If there was already a majority, he would win anyway. The other ones would, if your choice doesn't win, it goes to 2, 3, and 4, right? Under that circumstance. So there could, if there's going to be a majority, there's going to be a majority, period. But I guess my question is, with this particular proposal, now, they have like the top five as what an initial primary, and then that becomes the general election. But there was another proposal out maybe earlier this month. Larson and Spreitzer were also had their version, and I didn't get any details in that. Mike, are you aware of that proposal and how that would be any different from the one we're talking about today?
I am familiar with it, and there's a lot of different. I've been at this since 2004. And there are a lot of different versions of ranked choice voting. Sometimes it's called instant runoff voting. I'm one who could be comfortable with a number of different variations on this theme. Now, first of all, the thing I don't like about this latest proposal is that it only applies to the federal, the U.S. Senate and House elections. I'd love to see it apply to state elections too. And I suspect that some of the state legislators are steering clear of that because they don't want it to immediately impact their own elections. So they're trying to make this law just to affect the U.S. House and Senate races. But look, I'll take this progress for voters. I'll take this flexibility for voters wherever we can get it. And I think people would like it so much, the voters would like it so much that they would say, hey, let's extend this to state elections too. Let's not just have this U.S. House and Senate races.
I would agree. If you're going to do it, you do it. Get everyone used to it. Don't have two different voting styles.
I'd love to have it apply to state elections. Don't get me wrong. And that's the one thing I don't like about this latest proposal is that it doesn't include state elections. But you know what? I've been advocating for this for well over a decade, and it's been really difficult to get traction. The parties don't really like this because one of the things that ranked choice voting does is it allows somebody who's not a Democrat or not a Republican to run viably without being seen as a wasted vote or a spoiler candidate. They're able to be on the ballot, and people can rank them high if they like that candidate. So the people who are the party bosses don't like ranked choice voting and would love to steer clear of it. But voters will like it. If they get an opportunity to try it, they will like it because it gives them an opportunity to express their true wishes and even support somebody who's not a Democrat or a Republican. And those candidates could run viably.
Mike, our pal Scott Ross, we were tweeting out on this topic today, and he's expressed some concern about one of the people involved in this current proposal, Gehl, and her how the impact it would have on progressives in primaries. Is there any downside, as you can see it, for getting rid of a peer primary system in the current proposal?
You know, primary elections at one point were a major reform that came from the progressive era. What you see now, the way primary elections work in practice, is that they're incredibly low turnout affairs. A tiny sliver of the electorate participates in them. And what they've done is they, especially on the Republican side, is they've allowed this unhinged fringe to take over the Republican Party. And it's the kind of thing that puts a Ron Johnson in the United States Senate.
Well, you could have ranked choice primaries, though, Mike. Right? You have a ranked choice primary, and then you have a ranked choice general. You still have the same concept. You still make your choices, and then you have the same process for the general. I mean, I guess you're right. There's lots of different variations and versions and way that this could go forward. But ultimately, I guess if it ends up resulting in greater response in true reflection of the voter's will, that's what I'm all about, man.
And that's where I'm coming from, too. You know, I wouldn't be afraid at all to be a progressive candidate and run under ranked choice voting. And in fact, those real progressive candidates who perhaps aren't in the good graces of the Democratic Party, they would have a much better chance of competing successfully under ranked choice voting than they do under the party primary system, where they're intensely discriminated against.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Our fine guest, Mike McCabe, for a few more minutes. Michael, where is the ranked choice voting happening now? Can we look to any examples? Colorado, perhaps.
Well, you know, states are starting to move in that direction, but it's been used in some cities around the country and in some local government races for years. San Francisco has done this for a long time. So there are examples across the country where it has been used for a long time, and it's been very popular. Voters like it. There's no question. Party bosses don't tend to like it. Voters love it. And it's something that now states are starting to look at on a statewide basis.
But Michael,
I would love to see Wisconsin be one of the first.
This assumes a very informed electorate, and exempting our audience, I'm not clear that many of the electorate are very informed. Hell, sometimes they have a hard time picking one good candidate.
Yeah, you know, there's no question that you look at party primary elections. That's one of the great frustrations. And I ran in a party primary election, and you did for a period of time as well. And just getting people's attention and getting people to think about the race and getting people to turn out to vote is a major challenge. But that's going to be a challenge no matter what. But I think when you respect voters and you say, look, we're going to allow you to fully express your wishes, to show your true preferences, that I think will boost turnout. That will make people more interested in getting out there and voting.
Well, when I fully express anything, Mike, it usually gets me in trouble. Mike McCabe, the executive director of Our Wisconsin Revolution, thank you so much for coming around and talking a little ranked choice voting with us in the audience.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to talk with you guys.
We won't be a stranger. Michael, thank you. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, perhaps giving away a super sexy Devil Radio t-shirt. If you want to win, you got to listen. And call right now at 844-967-2789.
Democracy matters. especially when it is inconvenient.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.